Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, it's time for Titans by the Numbers.
Titans by the Numbers.
Reliving the best moments and memories of the Tennessee Titans by celebrating the men who wore Titan blue.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with 55 this morning. Our first number 55 to consider. We got three of them.
Hey, 55 is three of them?
Yeah, 55 is a big number.
Oh, I can only think of two off the top of my head.
All right, well, this player was selected by the Oilers in the second round of the 92 draft. Wore number 50 in his four seasons with the Oilers. Also played for the Jags in 96 and 97. Went back to the Oilers, the Tennessee Oilers, prior to the 98 season and began wearing number 55. All 20 games he started on the Super Bowl team. 83 tackles, career high, 6 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 3 recoveries in the playoffs, 24 tackles, 4 forced fumbles. In 2000, started 17 games with 60 stops, a career high, 10 tackles for loss and 4 sacks. And in 01, his final year with the Titans, had 67 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, a career high, 2 interceptions. Eddie Robinson, former teammate of yours.
Listen, E-Rob, I thought, was a very solid guy. You know, had, I guess, 3 years that fall under the Titans umbrella, but I would not give him the number one designation for 55.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that, but I would have to say this, getting a chance to play with him. He had 2 stints with the Titans, Oilers Titans organization, which was at the time when he did that. I think he was the only guy to ever do that, and now the list has grown naturally. But I would say this about Eddie Robinson. The smartest player I've ever played with. And it's a list on there, and he's at the top. We used to watch film together, and he would point out different little tips because I was asking him why he was doing certain things because he was messing up them giving away to me. He said, well, that's what I'm trying to do because I want him to be thinking about you and not me on some of these blitzes and if he was blitzing or not. So Eddie Robinson, quality guy. Now he's a cyclist, man. He's real thin and lean now, man. So, what a great guy, though.
Let's hear the clip for Eddie Robinson from December 22nd of 2001 against the Raiders out in Oakland, an interception of one Rich Gannon.
Brown to the right, offset eye to the right. On 2nd and 10, Gannon play action, pressure coming, throws down the middle field, intercepted! Eddie Robinson, 20, 25, 30, down at the 33-yard line. What a pick!
Well, first of all, I would take Stephen Tulloch over Eddie Robinson.
Well, we're going to get to Tulloch here in just
but
a
before
second.
We go to Tulloch, we got to talk about Brad Castle. Only because he was a huge Seinfeld fan. Yeah. First of all, used to wear, you know, king of his castle from that.
How many years was he with the Titans?
Well, Castle was there for 3 years, but
so he is
he's
X
there
off
for
this
4 years. No, he's not.
Brad Castle should not be in this conversation.
Well, he shouldn't, but I'm just saying, sort of an interesting thing about Brad Castle was, last game of the 04 season, he makes a game-saving tackle against the Lions, and that prevented the Titans from perhaps picking as high as 2nd in the draft that year. So, had he not
bring him up as one of the Titan greats here.
Well, no, I didn't. 55. I'm just saying that. Because if he doesn't make that tackle, instead of Pac-Man Jones, it could have been Braylon Edwards, Ronnie Brown, Cadillac Williams, or Cedric Benson. Yeah, that was not a great year. Actually, you know what the answer should have been? Aaron Rodgers, who was the 24th pick in the first round.
A whole bunch of people passed
him. Oh, I know that, but I'm just saying, yeah.
All right, let's move forward. Let's talk about Stephen Tulloch. Picked by the Titans in the fourth round in 06. Breakthrough year in 08. He started 12 games, 84 tackles. In 2009, had 121 tackles, 9 for loss. In 2010, his final year with the Titans, finished 2nd in the league, combined tackles with 160, and solos with 111, also had 6 tackles for loss, 6 passes defensed, 1 interception, 1 fumble recovery. Stephen Tulloch played here from 06 to 2010, also at number 55. His clip, January 2nd of 2011 at Indianapolis, a sack of number 18.
Manning takes the snap, looks right, in trouble, and he's sacked! Manning sacked by Tulloch back at the 21-yard line.
You know, Tully might not have been an all-pro, but he was very good. A tackling machine, had big numbers in that area, and I thought gave the Titans five solid years.
Yeah, right now I would say, looking at the rest of the guys, Tulloch is the winner. You know, maybe the game with the passing game being really the focal point of the NFL now, maybe that kind of hurt him a little bit. But, man, his time here, what was he was a late-round undrafted guy?
He wasn't undrafted, fourth-round pick out of NC State.
But he played better than a lot of people want to give him credit for. He took a lot of criticism when he was here. I was really a big fan of his. He was always in the right place at the right time. I thought he's underrated. He's the best number 25 in totality.
And, you know, Zach Brown was here and kind of teased us. And Jayon Brown, and five years from now, could be the guy we're talking about.
Very true.
A little on Zach Brown, selected by the Titans in the second round of 2012. Big impact in his rookie year, 92 tackles, 11 for loss, 3 interceptions. Returned a couple of them for touchdowns. 2013, 91 tackles, 4 sacks. 2014, tore a pec muscle during the first game of the season, missed the rest of the year. Moved into a backup role the year after that. Started only 5 games, but still had 77 tackles and a couple interceptions. Signed with the Bills in 2016. Had a Pro Bowl season before he moved on to Washington. And now with Philadelphia, we'll hear a clip from Zach Brown. December 30th, 2012 against Jacksonville. A couple interception returns for touchdowns.
Henny firing, intercepted. The Titans finally get one on his way. I believe that's Brown. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Titans. Zach Brown. On second and long, Henny throws the slant. Ball tipped up in the air, intercepted. It's Brown. 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Titans. Raynon. 2 punt returns for touchdowns. Zach Brown. 2 INTs for touchdowns.
Zach Brown had whatever it is in that game. He had 2 interceptions for touchdowns. Chad Henne voted him.
Went on to form a pretty good band.
Yes, he did. And Chad Henne voted number 55 to go to Zach Brown. But Eddie Robinson, Stephen Tulloch, Zach Brown, Jayon Brown, we talked about him wearing 55. Those are the candidates at number 55.
Yeah, Zach Brown probably be the best athlete at number 55. Eddie Robinson, you know, split careers, Titans, Oilers. They got to go with Stephen Tulloch.
And Zach Brown went on to have a pretty good career in the league. So
there was always the comments of, you know, Mr. Brown there didn't get along with the coordinators.
Oh. that could be an issue.
Yeah, that was, as you said,
Blaine, you're a second-round pick. You need to be an impact player.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, 744. We'll continue with Titans by the numbers in just a moment. We'll pick up with number 56. Wonder who that will be. More Wake Up Zone coming up. Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. First, Mark, what about Wilson County Chevrolet Buick GMC?
Well, I know Mitchell Bond, and we've had him on, obviously, in previous days. Really excited about the new cars that are coming in. And all you know need to know is Wilson County Chevrolet has fantastic savings on all remaining 2019 models in stock. They will not be beat on price. They also have an award-winning service department that's open on Saturdays. Cutting-edge technology, they want to give you your car back in the shape it was when you drove it off the lot. And you can go online and see what their customers have to say about the great service they receive at WilsonCountyMotors.com. You'll like buying a car from Wilson County Chevrolet. Why? Because they treat customers like family. That's right. They have a huge selection of all 2019 models, model cars and trucks. So come test drive a new 2019 car or truck. You'll be glad you did, and as soon as you get on the lot, be sure to ask for your Mitchell discount. Wilson County Motors, a Bone family tradition since 1927. Great people, great deals, fantastic service in nearby Lebanon.
7:51, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, live at Nissan Stadium this morning for the 11th annual Battle of the Badges Blood Drive. Come out and make a donation this morning. Help out all our first responders here in the Music City as they compete with 1,000 pints of blood, the goal. So let's get it going. All of our shows will be here today. We'll continue with Titans by the numbers. We did 55. Let's move on to 56. This player joined the Titans. It was part of the Dallas Cowboys. He joined the Titans in 2000, and that season had a career-high 121 tackles, 10 for loss, 3 sacks, a couple picks, returned one for a touchdown, 5 forced fumbles and a recovery. In 2001, he made 77 tackles, 1 sack, 1 interception and a forced fumble, an ankle injury in the season opener, and he played in only 8 games in 2002, got 32 tackles and a sack. Let go in 2003 due to salary cap reasons, played 5 more years in the NFL. He was an outstanding player. Number 56, Randall Godfrey.
I thought he represented one of Floyd's better free agent signings. You know, brought a lot. And, you know, you saw the cold part of the business when he accepted lower money and still Floyd Reese cut him. And I know that that created some ill will in the locker room, to be sure. But, you know, a really good guy. And, you know, to me, he's number 56.
Yeah, I don't think there's any competition with Randall Godfrey at 56. It just seemed like he was here more than 3 years. But, yeah, he's probably, I would probably say, the most active and athletic middle linebacker that I've played with. Yeah, I would say that. Randall Godfrey, what a heck of a guy, too. We had some great guys, but he was at the top of the list. He came from another organization to us, and we welcomed him in with open arms, and he was such a good guy, Georgia guy. Played at Georgia. He lives in Georgia.
It's from Valdosta, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. He was a heck of a talent.
Home of Hope Hines.
What's that?
Hope is from Valdosta,
Georgia. Oh, I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man.
I was born in Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, I'm learning all kind of stuff today about Valdosta.
Yeah, that's why I always...
You told me you lived in Florida.
We did. Well, I did like 2 days after that because my parents were moving from Kentucky to Florida and they stopped in Valdosta and I was born.
Oh, it was that. Oh, that's how it went. Oh, man, wait, they didn't just have you in the car?
If they could have, they probably would have. But, yeah, it didn't really work out that way.
Oh, I watched them on movies. See, like, that was just so easy.
Right,
you know?
Oh, yeah. I would just deliver the baby in the car. In a lot of ways, that's why I always sort of followed Randall Godfrey. Because of that, I always thought that was cool. But here's a clip from Randall Godfrey from October of 2000. At Baltimore, interception return for a touchdown for number 56.
Two receivers to the left. Sharp is the inside man. One to the right. Single back Lewis from their own 19. Banks drops, looks left, fires, ball, intercepted. Randall Godfrey, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Titans. We've been waiting for a big play from Randall Godfrey. A big play he makes, and the Titans are 7 in front.
Mike Keith on Titans Radio, the call of Randall Godfrey's interception against the Ravens, October 22nd of 2000.
Victimizing Tony Banks.
Oh.
Also.
He's been a frequent visitor to our Titans by the numbers highlight.
Exactly. Also wearing 56, long snapper John Dorenbos, who was only here for a year. You know, just an unbelievable story, you know, just in terms of his life and everything else. But also a guy, great card tricks. Is a magician by trade now, and it's like, you know, was, you know, a never-ending source of entertainment.
All right, we're going to have to start making an exception. Mark cannot bring up anybody who played for the Titans for 1 year just because they had great card tricks.
Well,
I'm sorry. We all like guys for a little personal things. This is the great Titans legends at these numbers, and if you play 1 year, you cannot make this list.
Well, even if you do some good
tricks. You can't even know. When I say that, I'm not on the list. I'm saying be mentioned. Mentioned. He got mentioned like he got his little, you know, say, I mean, man, I said, you know how many guys that should be mentioned if we did that to every number?
Well, Blaine, I say this because he's a magician and also wearing 56, Akeem Ayers. And most Titans fans would have preferred he made Ayers disappear. This was a guy who was pretty disappointing during his Titans years. And, of course, he went on to win a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots.
Well, he did win, you know, play here 3 years, right?
Yes,
or four.
Akeem Ayers, 2011 through 2014, second-round pick in the 2011 draft.
Four.
Starter as a rookie, 76 tackles, a couple sacks. 2012, career-high, 104 tackles, 8 for loss, 6 sacks, 8 passes defense. 2013, 49 stops, 1 sack, 1 pick, 1 forced fumble. And in 2014, as Mark mentioned, played 2 games for the Titans, was traded in October to the New England Patriots, where he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Sharif Finch currently wears number 56 for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, 56, Randall Godfrey, hands down. But, yeah. Akeem Ayers actually has some talent, man. He just started having knee problems then for a season there. Then he came back and then played a little bit better. But always judged by being, what was that, second-round pick? Just never could live up to that billing. you know, especially at the pass rushing, you know, time where the Titans need to win drastically.
Well, 56 to me goes to Randall Goffrey just because I like Randall Goffrey. So,
yeah, we can like him too.
We'll pick up with number 57 on the other side. Also going to have Sheriff Darren Hall with us for a few minutes. We're at the Battle of the Badges blood drive here at Nissan Stadium, Eastside Club level with the American Red Cross. Come by and donate blood today. Make sure you stop in. Braves tickets to give away, too, for the game on July 20th. We do that when we come back. This is the Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Mark, and a word about Mortgage Investors Group.
That's right. Zero down VA loans for veterans and military members can help you achieve the American dream of buying a home. Make it a reality. Contact Mortgage Investors Group to get qualified. VA loans offer low competitive interest rates, no down payment necessary, and no private mortgage insurance. So start thinking about owning a home today. Mortgage Investors Group can help you get started. In fact, be ahead of the other buyers by getting pre-qualified before you start looking. Pre-qualification gives you bargaining power. It can help you close quicker, get pre-qualified, get moving. Whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, Mortgage Investors Group can help you fulfill your home buying goals. They're celebrating being in business for 30 years. They're also the number one lender in the state of Tennessee, number one USDA Tennessee lender, and number one THDA lender. So let them put that experience to work for you. In fact, 100% financing is possible to take you from renting to owning. So call our friends at Mortgage Investors Group to see if you qualify, or go to MIGonline.com for the office nearest you. Equal housing lender, license number 109111.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Have some fun with July instant games today. Alongside Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram. We're on location this morning, Nissan Stadium, for the 11th annual Battle of the Badges blood drive. Tell you more about that in just a moment. I have a special guest for you, too. Give away some tickets to begin here. Yeah, of course, Saturday, July 20th, we've been promoting this. It's going to be zone night down at SunTrust Park for the Braves Nationals game. And we got tickets to give away for that. 615-737-ZONE, 615-737-ZONE. Hook up with a pair of seats, and you can join us down in Atlanta for Braves 104.5, the Zone night, Braves Nationals on Saturday the 20th, 615-737-ZONE. Been having fun with the Battle of the Badges this morning. Of course, a lot of this is in honor of John Anderson, the Metro Police officer who was tragically killed last week. And talk a little more about what's going on. Sheriff Darren Hall, we're always thrilled to be here, and we appreciate you having us out here again this morning.
Yeah, we a little different mood this year. I used to be pretty good at talking trash and trying to motivate the police and fire. We've been successful over the years at the competition part of this. But yeah. As you mentioned on the 4th of July morning, all that changed, and we're still going to do our best. Officer Anderson would have wanted us to help save lives. That's what he does for a living and did for a living. And so, you know, every pint of blood helps three people and saves three lives. And we're going to push the numbers as hard as we can. And leaving here in a few minutes to go out to the funeral and be back this afternoon. And but in some ways, it's the spirit of what he was doing on that night, is trying to save some lives. And that's what we're all out here doing today.
It is neat. It's a competition, but you guys all kind of work together, don't you, all the time, whatever is going on. And again, with the blood drive, it's always neat to see how people really respond to this event.
Yeah, you know, we started, I guess, 10, 11 years ago, and with small numbers, but it's become, I think, one of the Red Cross's largest things that they do. And we've really pushed the numbers. We're the smallest of the three agencies, just so you know. And we take a lot of pride and work really hard all year and motivate and come up with the creative ways of doing it. And the Titans, Steve Underwood, had come out, and I think the so-called winner of this event was going to be the 12th man at the preseason game with the Patriots, and they were giving tickets away. And so we're going to come back and some ideas maybe and include family members of the Andersons and others to be a part of that night. But, yeah, just anything. It's deep down, a lot of law enforcement are real competitive people. And so I think if you put something on the table and make it if you keep score over here on the scoreboard, everybody's right. Going to try to win. So we're trying to do that, too.
And type O is really the type of blood that's most needed here?
Yeah, it is. You know, one of the things that Red Cross says, and we've been saying for years, is that emergencies don't take vacations, but we all, most of us, take vacations. And so in the summertime is usually the lower time for Red Cross's attempts. And so what we try to push people to do in between schools and holidays and vacations, try to come out and do something good to help people. And, you know, last year I think we hit 899 as a number, as a group, and we're pushing 1,000 is what we're trying to get to this year. So with all that's going on today and with all we're thinking about as it relates to the mood and the Anderson family, if you've got 5 minutes to come around here and give blood, it would help everyone out. And I think deep down we're going to do it in the honor of John Anderson.
Seems like somebody could have given, you know, maybe given twice or something to make it 900 and even 900 last year, huh?
It's hard to remember. We're going to try to, if we can get to 1,000 one way or the other, but I've accused the police department, fire department of hiring people just on this day just to get the blood. I'm not sure if it's true or not.
Let's open up the books and look at it. Darren, it's great to see you. We always appreciate you having us out here, and it's really great what you're doing for Officer Anderson this morning, too.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for getting the word out, and I appreciate it. Listen to you every day, so I appreciate the work you do as well. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Appreciate Thank it. You. That's Nashville, Davidson County Sheriff Darren Hall, joining us here as part of the Battle of the Badges blood drive. All day long here, we're going to have all of our shows out here until 6 o'clock today. The 11th annual, they're trying to collect 1,000 pints of blood. Type O is the most needed. You can go to redcrossblood.org if you want more information. And it is very neat what they're doing for Officer Anderson and his family.
The end of the day, they are one family, even though, you know, they're competing against each other for this particular thing.
All right, we've been doing Titans by the numbers. We had a lot of number 55s and 56 to talk about.
Yeah, because Mark keeps adding people that played one year or two years on the team that were great. Card tricks or backflips or, you know. Yeah. All kind of stuff, man. You know, they're memorable people.
All right, well, 57 I don't think is going to take all that long. We have Frank Chamberlain. We have Jordan Kramer. Oh. Mark talked about John Durenbos, and he is listed as 57, the one who did the card tricks.
exactly. That's why I keep saying that.
Durenbos. Turnanande, Rich Scanlon.
Traffic, yeah.
Josh Stamer, Patrick Bailey, James Anderson, Justin Staples, and Nigel Harris, who's on the roster now at number 57.
Well, I'm going to state a case for Frank Chamberlain. Jersey guy, went to Boston College, unfortunately died young due to cancer. Mm-hmm. But a guy every day came to work with a smile on his face and was a solid presence. Listen, among the 57s, there's not a lot of competition, let's face it. Frank Chamberlain, who I will always remember, as a guy with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Former teammate, man. He was a great guy. Special teamer guy in a crunch. If we need him on defense, very adequate, as a replacement player for Angel guy. But, just to see that he's no longer with us is really sad just to even think about. Good friend of mine as well. Like Mark, high school teammate passed away yesterday, too, for me. So that's... Yeah, it's just always tough when you hear that. And you're like, oh, man, yeah, it's tough. Life's not, tough for me, what I'm doing, compared to what, other people are going through. So.
Too short. At number 58, we'll move on. 26 years old, this player signed with the Titans in 2003. Played as long snapper, mostly occasionally as an extra linebacker. 125 games over 9 seasons, including 3 playoff games. 36 career tackles for Ken Amato. Also at number 58... a current Titan, selected in the second round of the 2018 draft, number 41 overall. His rookie season had 44 stops, 5 for loss, 4.5 sacks, 2 passes defense, and a forced fumble against the Eagles. We give the honor to Harold Landry at number 58. So Ken Amato, Harold Landry, also notable Joe Bowden from 95 to 99 as part of the Oilers-Titans crossover era there.
I'm going to give it to Kenny Amato, a really solid, a guy who was here for, 9 years, always wanted to talk about his tackles, 36 of them, had a fumble recovery. And let's not forget, and he was only here for a year as a Titan, one of the best people that has ever graced that locker room, and that's Joe Bowden. Just a really good guy. Remember his pick six against Tampa Bay, but by and large wasn't here long enough as a Titan, but was a really good football player.
Man, the 58 is a wide-open deal. I guess Joe being on there, naturally, I want to go with a former teammate, but 1 year, that's a tough one there. I think you got to go with Ken Amato.
But Harold Landry, if we have this conversation a couple of years from now, he might be the number 58.
No, yeah, he could be. But right now, he's 1 year in. He's a puppy.
We continue with number 59.
He's going against a guy that was, what, 9 years?
Yeah.
I mean, he probably will be the guy.
Get a motto. I mean, he's one of those positions, long snapper, you don't notice until something goes wrong, but rock solid there. 59. Got a couple different players we can look at for number 59, including one that has become, of course, very special. Peter Sermon picked in the fourth round of the 2000 draft, breakthrough season in 2002 at 93 tackles, a couple sacks, three interceptions, one return for a touchdown. 03, 04, and 05 all had nice tackle numbers, 86 and 03, 69 tackles in 04, 88 tackles in 2005. Been an assistant coach at several stops, currently the co-defensive coordinator at Cal. Peter Sermon. Wesley Woodyard signed with the Titans as a free agent in 2014, had 94 tackles, 2015 had 84 stops with 5 sacks, 2016 53 tackles, 2 sacks a pick, and 5 passes defensed. Career high 121 tackles in 2017, 113 more in 2018. Wesley Woodyard was just a tackling machine at times for the Titans. Let's hear a clip against the Jacksonville Jaguars, December 6th of 2015. A fumble return for a touchdown for Wesley Woodyard.
Snap is over the head of Bortles. Back inside the 10. Bortles races after it. Can't come up with it. It's been picked up by Woodyard. Touchdown, Titans! It's Christmas time. Let's have a gift. Oh, my!
Mike Heath of the call, December of 2015. Against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the fourth quarter. 3-yard fumble return by Wesley Woodyard.
Well, Peter Sermon, I'm a little biased. Plus the fact Peter Sermon should get it because he had to do a year of Titans radio with me.
Oh.
But Peter was, you know, really a very good linebacker, had a catastrophic knee injury, which was weird because at the time, you know, it didn't look so bad. You know, that's why we always say, you know, with the ACL and knee injuries, you never really know until the doctor can look at it. But heard it in practice, and it turned out to be, you know, one that definitely impacted his career.
Ooh, this is a tough one, man. I don't know. Who you going with, Ian?
Couple good linebackers. I think I might choose Wesley Woodyard. And Peter Sermon is a very good player. That's no disrespect to him. But, man, Woodyard, I mean, he is just such a sure tackler. I mean, I read off those numbers. I mean, he was a tackling machine.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lean towards Woodyard. Because Peter, I think, started my last year there. So there's a couple years he didn't. But Wesley Woodyard's been one of the solid, rock-solid leaders, let alone come in with the production as a free agent. Man, I got to go with the woodman, chopping the wood, Woodyard.
Also, we have another number 59. We're going to save that when we come back. We're going to have Coach Mack with us. We'll talk about a very special number 59, too, in just a moment. More Wake Up Zone. Titans by the numbers. It's been a fun series. Been doing it throughout the summer. Going 1 through 99 and saluting the top players at each of the uniform numbers. This is the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio going to join us here in just a moment as well. We're at Nissan Stadium. The Battle of the Badges blood drive going on all day today with the American Red Cross, the 11th annual Battle of the Badges. Time for Blaine to tell us about Gary Ashton.
Hey, it's Blaine here to tell you about Tennessee's number one real estate team, and that's Gary Ashton with REMAX Advantage. Everyone's going crazy over reverse search real estate. Hey, what is that? It's a way to find out all the buyers in Nashville looking for a home just like yours before you put it on the market. That's why they say, don't sell without the intel. The technology works by leveraging the biggest database on Nashville real estate. You type an address and how much you want to sell for, and boom, you can see all the buyers looking for your kind of home. Plus, your listing comes up first on the site. That's the Ashton Advantage. So don't sell without the intel first, right? Well, just give Gary Ashton's team at REMAX Advantage a call right now at 615-301-1650. Or you can visit him online at GaryAshton.com today. And if you call Gary today, he will donate $50 to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital for every list appointment he goes on. So hurry up and give him a call, 615-301-1650. Or go online and check him out at GaryAshton.com.
The time, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Glad you're with us this morning. We are at the 11th annual Battle of the Badges blood drive, Nissan Stadium. give a little update on the leaderboard. The Sheriff's Department, the Davis County Sheriff's, 256 pints of blood. The Nashville Police Department, 214. The Fire Department, 206. So off to a good start this morning. Keep them coming, though. All day long, the Battle of the Badges blood drive going on. 1,000 pints of blood is the goal. And it's all in honor of John Anderson, the Metro Police officer who was lost last week. And they're looking for type O. That's really the most in need. RedCrossBlood.org is where you can go if you want more information.
I think Kirby's type O.
Yeah. Kirby probably has, like, all the types of blood.
Oh, he's positive.
Mm-hmm. He's very accommodating.
Right. Yeah. Depending on what day
depending on which arm you use. You know, he might be O or P or.
Yeah. It could be any of them. Our show, by the way, is powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education. We bring in Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio for our Monday visit. Coach Mack, how you doing this morning?
Guys, good morning. Hey, that's a great event that you're at. And I heard your last segment driving in here to the studio and you know, in honor of Officer Anderson. And, I mean, I would encourage, I know you guys have, all of our listeners to come out there, you know, for the blood drive. That's absolutely outstanding what you guys are doing.
We did a couple number 59s, and we're going to include Coach Mack on our last person we're going to talk about for Titans by the numbers this morning. We talked about Peter Sermon and Wesley Woodyard. There's another number 59 we wanted to make sure we had time to spend the appropriate amount of time on. This guy played years with Carolina and Jacksonville and Chicago, signed with the Titans in 2010, had 29 tackles, a forced fumble, and a recovery, 13 stops in 2011, career year in 2012 with 44 stops, special teams captain in 2011 and in 2012, was cut before the 2013 season. In 2014, this player disclosed that he was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and in October of 2014, the Best Man Tim nonprofit organization was set up, and since his diagnosis, Tim Shaw has worked bravely and extensively to bring about awareness and raise money in the fight against ALS. But Tim Shaw is just a guy. He's a good player, but he's coming, you know, just a really special person around here. And have all you guys kind of say a thing or two about Tim. But, you know, they had the, you know, the challenge a few years ago, the ice water challenge. And man, you just see him around and you feel so bad for his medical condition, but you feel very inspired by, you know, the way he's gone about his life, you know, since that terrible diagnosis.
Well, the Titans have been through coaching changes, but have kept him in the family, and it's been really neat. And, you know, they're trying to get some good out of a terrible situation. You know, it's hard to imagine that this guy, you know, who spent his career on special teams, you know, running down that field, risking his body, and now he's got to fight something like this. But again, he has done so many good things. Has raised an amazing amount of money, and I think it's great, you know, what the Titans have done, sort of making him one of the faces of the franchise.
Well, he's an all-time captain, you know, Tim Shaw, and great special team player, but that's him as a player. I think he's been with his positive attitude, he's been a true inspiration to this, not only for himself, but to the community here and to the Titans, you know, as well as the current players, so my hat's off to Tim and all the things that he's doing, because he's inspiring. He inspires me. I mean, man, to see what he's gone through, and he still keeps a positive attitude and keeps fighting and continues to improve. So our hat's off. And with that being said, Tim Shaw will win 59 as far as the captain for 59. And Tim Shaw, we love you, guy, and just keep working, man.
And Coach Mack, I know you find Tim very inspiring as well. Just all the – you know, the good that's come from this this diagnosis.
Yeah, guys, you know, in my 34 years in the National Football League, I've been involved with a lot of very, very special people. But there's two players that have impacted my life, not only on the field, but absolutely off the field, and just impacted so many people. And they're Pat Tillman and Tim Shaw. You know, I was here, you know, Tim was brought in with Patrick Bailey. We needed to fortify our special teams, and they were the two best special teams players in free agency. And they, along with Kenny Amato, Alan Lowry identified, you know, Tim Shaw and Patrick Bailey, and they both came in here and transformed the coverage units of the special teams. And those special teams were a huge factor in those years. And but Tim Shaw, you know, I coached Tim for all those years. He was in the linebacker room, and he was not only a great special teams player, he was a great team player. And he was his inspiration in the room. And you know, I used him as my extra backer on goal line, and he was one of the most professional, upbeat, everyday guys I have ever been around. And then clearly, you know, once, you know, since his diagnosis, it did my heart so much good to see the way the Titans have embraced him forever. Jeff Fisher and I brought him up to the Rams to speak to the team, you know, when we were up there. And to me, you know, the legacy of Tim Shaw and what he has continued to do and what his foundation does, but more than that, what his spirit does to all of us that are involved. It's an inspiration to me every day when I see him at practice. And I love the way that this community and I love the way the Tennessee Titans organization have embraced him. And I can't say enough about Tim Shaw as a human being and as a man and as a person.
It's also an illustration, Coach Mack. You know, you see all these, you know, young, healthy football players, and you know, we all kind of think we're going to last forever. But, you know, then you see Tim and what happened to him. And you know, it is very inspiring just to see that, hey, you know, no matter what your circumstances are, you just got to keep, you know, getting up and trying to go forward every day. And he's certainly a good illustration of that.
No, he's a great illustration of it. And when you look at and you just look at the spirit that he has and the way that he approaches life every day and the joy and the spirit that he brings to, I mean, when you're around Tim Shaw, you cannot help but be inspired. And so, I mean, he was a special player to me because of the way we brought him in here. That linebacker room was very, very tight during that time, but especially now, just with the way that he has handled, you know, what the cards that he has been dealt, and he has taken a tremendous obstacle to most people and turned it into a very, very bright, shining light for a lot of people. He has no idea how many people he's touched with the way he has approached his life.
Talk more football with Coach Mack when we come back. Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio joining us here for a weekly visit. He's brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. All you have to do is let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. More Wake Up Zone coming up next, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Mark's going to tell us first about USS.
That's right. If you have a wet basement or crawl space, it's time to call United Structural Systems. I've been talking about these guys a long time, and for good reason. They've served Middle Tennessee for over 25 years. They've helped over 15,000 satisfied residential customers, and they're the go-to company when it comes to foundation repair and waterproofing. So if you have a wet basement or crawl space, you don't have to put up with that. Water intrusion and moisture could give you all sorts of problems down the road, and you want to get this fixed. Now, it could be because you have poor drainage or surface water flooding over the walls or under water pressure forcing water into the basement. Could be a plumbing leak. You don't know. But the team at USS will find out why you have a wet basement or crawl space, and they'll give you a plan to fix it. And if you decide to move forward, you don't pay a dime until the work is done and you are satisfied. So call for that free estimate and find out how much it's going to cost from the people I trust. Go to USSTN.com. That's USSTN.com. United Structural Systems.